The clinking of dishware, the murmur of conversation, and the whining of children hung in the early evening air. Kang Kyo-won, Bo-san's wife, had pushed her glass away and was trying to feed their four-year-old son a late lunch. Even her flashes of irritation seemed to embody the pleasure of an affection-filled afternoon. Nobody coming across this scene would want to ruin this picture, this wholesome moment between mother and son. Living communally meant recasting noise as background music and messy scenes as frame-worthy.
Hyojun-si, did you put the sheet of paper I gave you somewhere safe?
Asked Hong Dan-hee, Che Kang's wife.
Hyojin had only a faint recollection of accepting something from Dan-hee during the chaos of the move, but didn't let on that she was flustered.
It's nothing too important, just some house rules, Dan-hee explained. I wrote down the recycling days and things like that, so all you have to do is follow the schedule.
Realizing what Dan-hee was talking about, Hyojin let out a sigh of relief, like a bride who'd finished bowing to her new in-laws during the pebek ceremony.
Oh, that's right. We're not fully unpacked yet, so I just stuck it on the fridge. I'll give it a read as soon as I get home. Tomorrow's Sunday, so you have plenty of time. Anyway, Sangnak-si, is Hyone-si super busy these days?
Son Sangnak gave a brief nod and, preoccupied with giving his drowsy baby a bottle, murmured, Oh, she's always busy.